When I was growing up, I never understood my father. He would work from sunup to sundown, and then talk about how there were not enough hours in the day to get all his work done. I would think to myself, "Man, you're working all the time. Why would you want more hours?" I did not know that someday I would grow up and become just like my father. I did not realize this until I became a counselor at a hospital. The first day at work, my supervisor sat down with me and went over all the duties that were expected of me. I remember thinking that it sounded like a lot of work, but I was glad to have the job. For the next several months, I did everything I could to perform the duties expected of me. As each day went by, I found myself getting farther and farther behind in my work. Not only was I getting farther behind, but I was coming into work earlier and leaving later. I realized I had a problem. Either I was going to have to quit my job or find a way to do the job in a more efficient way. The first thing I did was ask my fellow counselors how they handled their work and their time. Every one of them told me stories of how they were overworked and underappreciated. But all was not lost. Not long after talking to my fellow workers, I met a counselor from a different hospital in a nearby town. This counselor talked about how much he and his co-workers liked their jobs and how well they were doing at their hospital. This person told me that they had had the same problem I was having when they first started working. He said that the one major mistake they made was doing the work that was before them at the time. Whenever something came up unexpectedly, they would stop what they were doing and take care of that issue. I was told that the only thing that had saved them was using a daily time planner to structure their lives. The success of their plan was in allotting certain times of the day for certain types of work. The way they did this was by using a good day planner and highlighters. They would start each week by dividing the day into three different areas. The first area was work that had to be done that week or by the end of the week. These times that were highlighted were absolute priority. The second area highlighted was regularly scheduled meetings. In a hospital, many of the professionals were unable to communicate with each other in the normal work setting. Meetings, then, were extremely important because it was a forum for each professional group to communicate with other professional groups. The third area that was highlighted was the time used to make calls on the telephone. But even though time had been highlighted in the book for this work, an important issue or momentary crisis could be done during that time. Finally, this person reminded me that any schedule was only as good as the discipline of the person using it. If the person was not committed to the schedule of priorities they had, then the whole thing would fall down around them, and they would end up just like my dad, letting the work control them instead of them controlling the work.